Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are Sons of Light, Hebrew Israelites. And we cater to our nation, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. And those 12 tribes of Israel consist of Latino Americans, Native Americans, and Afro-Americans. And we cater to our nation on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m. And I think that would be probably 8 o'clock specific time. So also, we have, not only do we cater to our nation, but we have several different ministries we do. We do a Fishing for Men ministry. We do also a prayer ministry on Sundays at 12 o'clock p.m. My brother, Yaquab Ben Israel, has a video ministry that he does on Tuesdays. And he does another one on Friday, which is a blog talk radio show. He does on Wednesdays and Fridays, specific time. Also, he has several different books that he has. The Elicit God, the Hebrew Negro Messiah, and several other good books that that he does. Also, my brother Adir Bay Israel has a video that he does on Saturday evening, and he also does the blog talk radio show with me on Sundays at 11 a.m. Now, we have our website up. I want to say something. I want to thank Brother Yaquab for getting our website back up, because now we have a new website, and I'm going to give it to you in a second. And the brother was working diligently hard on the website. So I just want to thank him, and I want to also give praise to our divine heavenly forefather and Messiah and our earthly mother for giving us another platform to be able to minister to our nation again today. And we want to always thank the divine heavenly father. So our new website is called 12tribesisraelites.com, 12tribesisraelites.com. And also, we have also a food ministry that you can find off the 12tribesisraelites.com. And it's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. So I'm going to spell it out for you. That's TWELVETRIBES Israelites, ISRAELITES.com. 12tribesisraelites.com. Now, being though all that said,
hold up one second, brother. Mm-hmm. Is it 12 tribes the numeral way, or the 12 tribes the written way?
It's 12 tribes the written way, all lowercase letters. 12 tribes, all lowercase letters. I'll say it again. Thank you, brother, for iterating that. It's 12 tribes, all lowercase letters. TWELVETRIBES ISRAELITES.com. 12 tribes Israelite, all lowercase letters, .com.
Right. So my brother's saying it is not grammatically, it's grammatically. So you have to spell out everything.
Right, brother. Exactly. You got it right. So, being though that's all taken care of, we're going to go into our show today, and we have another marvelous show. And our title today is, Like Brethren, Are We Diligently Doing the Father's Will? Like Brethren, Are We Diligently Doing the Father's Will? And when I said, you know what, I want to look up diligently. What? Now, I know what it means, but I want to hear the definition that it gives us of diligence. And this is what the definition says. It says it is having or showing care and consciousness in one's work or duty. I'm going to read that again. The definition for diligence is having or showing care and consciousness in doing, in one's work or duty. So, diligent is, when it said consciousness, I said, wow. You see, I didn't know that. I was saying, okay, now I see. Now I have a better perspective of what diligent means. You know, because light brothers are doing the work. Now, the question is, are we doing it diligently? So that's going to take me into my first scripture. Now, at John 9:4, King James Version. Now, listen to what it reads. It says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Now, do you see what I mean? See, while light brother is in this reality that we're living in right now, are we working as diligently as we can? Now, like we know that we all have jobs, we had all different things that we do, but are we taking the energy and processing that and giving it to Messiah and the divine heavenly Father? Why is day? Because at night, it's going to come and we're not going to work. And what you mean by night is the end. It's going to be a season of no more work. So are we laying it all on a line right now? You see, and this is something that we got to examine. We have to examine ourselves to see if we're doing everything that we can as far as, you know, our ministries, you know, helping our brother. Matter of fact, I want to speak a little bit about this. Now, my brother asked me, I don't know, a year or two to help him with the website, you know, and I didn't consciously just put it off, but I was doing other things, not helping my brother with the website, you know, and when he spoke about it, it convicted me, but it was supposed to, you see, and I had to apologize to the brother, you know, because you know, I was just doing everything else, but that's not being diligent. This is why this lesson is about diligently doing the will of the Father, you see. You know, not to say that, okay, you know, not to be hard on yourself. I mean, it's just something that we got to constantly examine ourselves. When you talk about doing Messiah and the
like
Father's
say,
will.
Consciously examine yourself, like you said.
Right. And that's why I said, brother, when I've seen under this, when it says showing care and consciousness in one's works or duty. So that means being conscious of the things that you ought to be doing. You know, it's easy for us to, you know, get caught up in different things. Like, matter of fact, the brother gave a good blog talk radio show, and he was speaking about a little sleep, a little slumber. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but it's easy to fall asleep. You know, it's easy, especially when we know the archons is doing everything they can to take out the memory of Messiah. They'll give us all these sports and, you know, all different things to try to distract us from doing our jobs and duties, you know, which is doing our ministry, you know, and helping each other, you know, do the will of the divine heavenly forefather. It's
right.
Easy to fall under, you know, do different things. So that's why, you know, I'm bringing this point today about are we diligently doing the Father's will, okay? Now, that's going to take me to another scripture, too. And I have another scripture I want us to read, and that's that 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13, King James Version. Now, listen to this. And it says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very high in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. Now, I read this scripture to you, brothers, is because, see, we like the scripture said, we know which labor among you. We have a labor. It's work that light brethren supposed to be doing, you know. And when we do this work in Messiah or the divine heavenly Father, it says, I admonish you. You see, he admonishes us because we are doing the work of the divine heavenly Father. And then it says, I esteem them very high in love for their work's sake. So that means when you diligently conscious of doing the work of the divine heavenly Father, you see, it says he highly loves you for the work that you're doing.
Right.
You see, you're not forsaking his work. You're not forsaking his word. You're doing it. And then at the end, listen to this. It says, and be at peace among yourself. You got the peace because you know you were diligently doing the will of the divine heavenly Father.
Right.
You see, brother.
Right. So I'm going to piggyback up on what he's saying as far as being diligent in doing the work of the eternal heavenly Father. So I'm going to go in the keys of Enoch, and I'm going to go on page 145, and it's talking about light brother being diligent in his work. And eternal heavenly Father call you blessed. Okay. On page 145, verse 58, in the keys of Enoch, the book of knowledge, it says, blessed is every dwelling in the light of God, for the messengers, see, the messengers of light will pass over the door, lintel, and deliver the faithful into heavenly Zion.
Mm-hmm.
The lintel will then be struck with the light. And 146, the altar of the false Lord will waver and fall to the earth. So this diligent brothers, once we do the work, we're going to knock down the false priesthood. It's a know then that everything that the family of God, the Father is disdained to do, destined to do, cannot be expressed in all the scrolls of this world, for his deeds are destined to be transcended in many worlds of the many heavens. So when you diligently do this work, you're going to be baptized into the messengers, which is, it makes you, like he said, be diligent in your work, and you're going to be baptized, and you're going to do work not just in this world, but other worlds. So like the brother said, be diligent in your work. Be faithful in your work, because the Shekinah is going to bless all light brethren to be faithful stewards and, like he said, messengers, diligent messengers in this work. And this is light work, but it's just not going to be on this world. Like I said, it can't contain it all in this world because it's on scrolls in other worlds. So my brother going to pick up with that with more information in scrolls.
Right. You see, brother, you're 100% right. You see, all throughout this journey that light brother nun. Now, I'm going to get further. I'm setting a path. My brother kind of jumped ahead of what I'm going to do, but that's good. I love that. That's good. Now, light brother, see, we in this reality, right? We in this reality to do this ministry work, right? Now, it's preparing us for our greater work that we're going to have to do.
Right.
You see, now I'm going to get into that as we go along in this in our ministry today. Now, I'm going to jump back to exactly what he's talking to, but I haven't got there yet because I'm setting this platform. You know, I'm setting a platform to show you that, okay, yeah, Light Brother has a work to do on this earth, and we have other work to do on other planets, galaxies, worlds, and universes. So I'm going to get back to that. But I thank you, brother. I thank you for, you know, your analogy on that, because it's going to take me right into exactly where I'm going to. But right now, I'm dealing with us in this reality.
Right.
You see, I'm dealing in this reality that we're in, because how can we do the Father's work in another reality, another galaxy, another planet, the world, if we can't do it diligently
right
on this planet?
Right.
You see, we can't do it. That's why we have to learn to do it diligently on this planet first. This, as the scripture said, this is Light Brothers' testing ground.
Right.
You see?
Exactly right.
Right. So I want to read another scripture, Proverbs 22:55. I mean, yes, Proverbs, yes, 55 verse 22. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm saying that right, because give me one second. Bear with me. Okay, it's Proverbs 55:22. Now, we know that when we're doing certain work, sometimes the work can be burdensome, you know, and doing, you know, the Heavenly Father never said, the Messiah never said, it's going to be an easy work. He never said that, you know. So sometimes Light Brothers can get burdensome, you know, or I wouldn't say burdensome, but they can get tired. They can, you know, things happen and get them down. But listen what it says at Proverbs 55:22, and it reads, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. The reason I read that, brothers, is because, see, we're not alone. When we're doing this work, sometimes we think that, man, I'm all alone, you know. At some given point, you know, it gets, you know, like, you're steady ministering, you're studying, you're reading, you're trying to, you know, and sometimes it's like, man, I feel alone. But when you read this scripture, it lets you know the Lord is with us. You know, it says, and when we get like that, it says, cast our burdens on Messiah. Let him help us. Let him help us carry these burdens that, you know, that we may have in ministering, you know, because nothing's going to be easy. So, you know, this is what I really liked about that scripture, brother. You know, it says, never suffer the righteous to be moved. In other words, brother, we are going to be okay at the end of us doing our ministry, because the heavenly, because Messiah and divine Heavenly Father is not going to let us run in vain.
Right. Now, I'm going to say a precept. I'm going to do a precept out of the Nag Hammadi. Because basically what that brother's saying is this. Now, that's why Messiah said this. He said, I speak in parables to the nations, but to light brothers and sisters, I speak openly. So what my brother's saying is, can you hear past the physical realm, the physical reality, and the physical laws? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go into Nag Hammadi and listen to what he's saying. That's why he said, are you alone? No, we ain't alone. But you have to be able to hear, not with the physical ear, but with the spiritual ear. Listen to this. I'm going to the Nag Hammadi, and I'm going to read out of the Testimony of Truth. Listen. Listen what it say. It say, now, I shall speak to those who understand how to listen with spiritual ears. See? That's why he said you ain't never alone. You got to listen to the Shekinah. And not with their physical ones, for many have sought for the truth, but have not been able to find it, because the old leaven, let's talk about the doctrine of the wicked, of the Pharisees and the scribes of the law, have overcome them. See, they can't hear with their spiritual ears, only with their carnal ears. That's why it says, serve me in spirit and in truth. By leaven is meant desires or the error of the angels and demons and stars. See, that's why I said at Mount Sinai, it was two covenants. And most of Israel only hear that doctrine. You know what I'm saying? So that's why my brother said you got to be able to hear, because you are not alone. But if you can't hear, yeah, you alone. But they waiting for you to listen to what they say. So that's what my brother talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it back to him. But you got to listen with your spiritual ears. Because if you don't listen with the spiritual ears, you listen to the carnal law, which is the law of death, the law of bondage, and the law of destruction. You know what I'm saying? Which the Pharisees and the Sadducees teach. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear what the Essenes say. So I'm saying.
The law of light.
Right. The law of light.
Right,
back
brother.
To my brother.
Exactly. Brother, that was wonderful. That was beautiful. And, you know, our nation, like I was talking to my brother just a minute ago, you see, right now, our nation don't understand that they use the second tablets of the laws for salvation, which is the law of death.
Right.
You see,
right.
They don't know that. See, them laws is doing exactly what it was made to. It was to bind them.
Right.
It was to bind them, but it bind them for, see, it has a double dual meaning. It binded them for the sins of Mount Sinai, brother, but it also binded them to keep them together.
Right.
See, Metatron had a direct purpose for the binding of them.
Right.
You know, he made it with, and it's incredible how he did that. I don't even know, like you said, how many light brothers actually even know that it's a double binding. It's not just one bind, it's two binds, you see, that is keeping them together. Because look, you know how I keep them together? You ask a lost, that's a commandment brother, where your 316 fringes at? Oh, I got my fringes on, you got yours on? You see, they bind it, but they bind it by the law of death. They're ignorant right now. So good thing that we know that the divine heavenly father know that they're ignorant. And it's going to be our job to bring them out of that ignorance.
Right, right. And I'm gonna add to that real quick. Now you have overstanding of what it mean when it say like brother can't sin.
Right.
Why? Because we ain't under that dang law.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
We ain't under that law.
Right.
So how heck we sin? That we sin because y'all the ball gave him that damn law.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let me say something. When he was at Mount Sinai, you know, it didn't be Metatron mad than the internet. I am the people right there.
Right.
He was pissed. You know what I'm saying? I done did all this thing work, and y'all nickel, you know what I'm saying, gonna do that to me? Moses went up there, plead nickel. Like, come on. Metatron, don't shake him up. Don't shake him up.
Right.
He had to calm him down, you know what I'm saying? Because he's gonna shake all of them up and kill him. You know what I'm saying? But he said, okay, I'm gonna lay y'all, I'm gonna put a law on him because I'm pissed with him. But trust me, we ain't get away with nothing. Because like you said, we suffer for the wickedness of our forefathers.
Right.
So all they did was postpone the punishment. That's why he told Abraham, when we incarnated from Egyptians to Israel, you know what I'm saying? That's why he said a lot of the patriarchs came in our temples because we reincarnated. I keep trying to tell people, the same souls or spirit that's in Israel, I mean in Egypt and in Israel, well, Egypt was the time when Metatron or Enoch
no.
left the city of Enoch and came to Egypt.
Which was Atlantis.
Right. And then they came to Egypt, which was the Metatron's place too. But that's why he said in Asclepius, that's why the divinity went upwards. He left and wicked ones took over. So what I'm saying is we incarnated into Israel, and that's why I say Abraham is the father of our nation, because we incarnated after that, and they changed the priesthood in a sense of made it a physical priesthood,
right.
You know what I'm saying, which is Aaron, you know what I'm saying? So that's the law that we went under.
Right.
He paused the punishment. He said, you know, I'm going to still keep him in punishment. I'm going to give him a law. And like you said, most Israel don't know that. They don't know that it was two covenants at Mount Sinai.
Right.
One of light, like Moses said, the law of circumcision, which is talking about the spiritual law of the heart, and then the law, the physical law, which is the law of the outer law, how we came into this body.
Right.
Like I told my brother, I'm going to get back to him, but that's why I say the light entered the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light was light, brother, and the darkness was the physical body. And that's why he said come out of the body, because the body, the physical body, can't comprehend this light. It has no understanding of it. You know what I'm saying? So now I'll go back to like I just said, that's why light, brother, came sin, because we are not under the law of the outer law. Because he said, I think Paul said it. He said, how could you sin without a law? See, we don't got that law. We got another whole set of laws. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that gives you a little understanding about sinning.
Right. That was a good analogy there, brother. I just want to also, you know, that was real good. I want to let our callers know that we do have an open line. You can call us at 845-261-9966. That's if anybody out there can hear what we're saying and recollect what we're saying and or need more information, feel free to call us again on 845-261-9966. Yeah, brother, you said a mouthful, a whole lot. Yeah. And, right, right. You see, and it just shows, you see, brother, the more we read these things, it shows you the separation of light, brother, and our nation.
Yeah.
You know, we in two different worlds. You see, we in one world, they in another world. You know, but right now, it has to be this way.
Right.
And two, we restored and we're able to bring them to bring them back to where we at. At least get them coming back to where we at. Because, you know, they have no understanding that there were two separate laws. You see, and had they not committed that sin, we would be under that one law, which the law teaches to commune with angels. You know, how many of our nation communes with the morning angels and one and the earthly mother angels in the morning and the divine heavenly father angels at night? They don't know what you talk about.
Well, how many Israelites can even accept the Holy Spirit being a female?
Right.
So why would they gonna commune with a female angel? Or, and actually, female angels is in the Bible. I'm going to see if I can get that precept.
Right.
But he right.
Right. So, brother, you know, it's a they have a lot to learn. Okay, brother, being though that said, I want to read us a scripture from Revelation 7:15. And check this out. Listen to what this say. And this will take us right back into our topic, too. It says, therefore are they before the throne of the heavenly forefather, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Now, I read that scripture to, like, even the angels that's in heaven, you know, they serve him day and night. You see, diligently, that taking us back to, like, brother, are we diligently doing the will of the divine heavenly father? You see, so if they serving him diligently, we, like brothers, supposed to be doing exactly as the angels do, serving him diligently, you know. That's why we got to continue to examine ourselves, you know, to make sure we in harmony of serving the divine heavenly father as diligently as we can, you know. Because like I said earlier, we can, you know, slack up. Like, I love, you know, it says in the scripture, I'm paraphrasing, working with a slack hand.
Right.
You don't want to never do that.
Right.
You said, I'm saying,
right,
brother,
right,
you
right,
want
right,
to work diligently
right,
as much as you can. Working with a slack hand, you know, the scriptures tell you about that,
right.
You know. And matter of fact, I'm about to go into that. Matter of fact, I'm going to read you the scripture at Proverbs 10:4-5. And it says, a slack hand caused poverty, but the hand of diligently makes rich. He who gathers in the summer is a prudent son, you see, because it's
right.
showing you
right.
that
right.
when you work with a slack hand, it's going to go wrong. Poverty is going to go bad.
Right. Right.
But he who worked not with a slack hand and worked diligently is rich. You see what I'm saying? It says he gather in the summer as a prudent son. Because, see, in the summer, you can gather things. You're building up. You're harvesting. You see, you're harvesting in the summer.
Right.
You know, and they say, and it says you're a prudent son. In other words, you're a smart son.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what light brothers do. You know, we harvest too. You see, we and doing the will of the eternal heavenly father. You know, it's not just, oh, we just minister. Oh, man, we do more than just minister.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing,
right.
But there's other things, there's other components to it.
Right.
You saw that, and that's what it's showing us.
Right.
Now, also, now I'm about to read something from the keys of Enoch. Now, see, what we've been talking about is the ministry on this earth that's preparing us for this greater ministry,
right.
brother.
Right.
You know, once we do this work diligently, now the divine heavenly father said, okay, you know, now you're graduated, Yam Or.
Right.
Now we're gonna do your the spiritual work
right.
in other worlds, galaxies, planets, and universe. Okay, now I want to read you a scripture out of the Keys of Enoch, verse 2, page 247. And again, that's the Keys of Enoch, verse 2 on page 247. Now listen to this. It says, when I was taken into the Merkaba, I was taken into a greater universe within the Orient, known as Uranus, where the Lords of Light are stationed. In this greater universe, there is a field of Master's controlled energy, which the Elohim used to set the light vibration, which forms the dye patterns to create life from the eternal eye. By the modulating the dye patterns through the eye, they instantly created physical bodies in accord with the vibrations of light. This is why the eternal eye of Horus is put symbolically upon the light pyramids, for it represents how the eternal eye is used to form the edge detectors and the sense detectors within the whole memory code of structure of the brain. Now, I'm going to break this down, but I'm going to show you the reason why that I read this. If you notice from the beginning, it says taken into the Merkaba, the greater universes in the Orient known as Uranus. See, you're going, Light Brothers, going in the Merkaba to other galaxies, worlds. You see, universes, we're being taken up. You see, you're being taken up because you did that first work diligently. You see, now you're going to do this greater work in the universe.
Right.
We're going to start working with the Lords of Light, the Brotherhood of Light. You see, they're going to take us up and train us. And now we're going to do which is the greater work. You know, all these other sophisticated things. When you're talking about the eternal eye of Horus, you're talking about the divine heavenly Father's eye.
Right.
You see,
right.
You're talking about working with the eye of the divine heavenly forefather, which is the almighty mind.
Right.
You see, but in order to get there, we got to do this work diligently, brother. You see, but after we finish, now we go into that greater work. And that's what I was trying to bring out, how Light Brother is going to do this greater work, you see, in the upper eons. Now, being though that was said, brother, I got another scripture that I wanted to read, and that's at the Keys of Enoch. It's 4 and 5, page 247, and it goes into 248. Now, listen to this. That's 247 and into 248. Now, listen to this. It says, this new race will be created in accord with the Elohim and the Lords of Light to give man the ability to participate in many energy bodies at the same time. Man will thus exist as a fleet being. And in this same manner, the Elohim functions as a superior spiritual intelligence behind multi-star councils of light and intergalactic midway councils. They determine whether or not the light force of the evolution should be speeded up or slowed down by an initial language network. Now look at that, brother.
Look at the process of speeding up and slowing down. I could get into that, but I'm not. But that's heavy.
You see, that's why I said we got to do this work on this planet diligently. Because look at the work. Now look what it says. We're going to be at many places at one time. We're not just going to be on this earth. We're going to be in another reality and another reality and another reality. But see, in order to get to that level, you got to start down here on the earth so we can get to that reality. Man, this is mind-boggling. You see what I'm saying? You know, and then again, it tells you we're going to be, it functions as a superior, superior spiritual intelligence behind multi-councils of light. So it's telling us that there's different councils of light. In other words, you got different ranking angels we're going to be working with. Cherubim, seraphim, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be working with them at the brotherhood of light.
And I'm going to add to what he's saying in probably a way to make it easier to understand what he's saying. What he's saying is this. Okay. You're going to be consciously aware, cognitively aware that you're in seven different realms at the same time.
Yes.
All those realms on different time levels. And each realm got its own council. You're going to be able to commune with each one of those councils at the same time, where your prime self is at. Wherever your prime self at, in the all other places you go, you can be able to communicate with your prime self and with all of those at the same time and still be fully, like the person, wherever your prime self at, wherever you at, they're going to see you just like you there. But you're going to be, and wherever else you be at, it's going to be just like you there too. But you're going to know everything going on in seven different realms at the same time and can operate on those dimensions with those castles that's running those realms, you know what I'm saying, and have no break in cognitive thought, action, whatever task you are meant to do in those realms, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying, you know what I'm saying? If you want to break it down in the small, in that ability that's going to allow you to do that is the female principle, the Shekinah, you know what I'm saying? That is the marriage of what we're going to be able to do when we come together.
Right, brother. Exactly. You see, that's why I said, brother, that, you know, it's levels to this, you know, and you're going from, now, once we leave, you know, we can be actually still in this reality, but going to several different other realities, all conscious of each reality at the same time. You see?
Right. Do you understand the level? That's why it's a level of intelligence.
Right.
It's going to be so high and so comprehensive. That's why now you see why the Edomites don't want us to know who we are.
Right.
Because they know we're going to be able to do these type of things.
Right, brother. And see, but that's why I said, back to our topic. Like, brother, are we diligently and doing the Father's will? You see, when we diligently do the Father's will, this is going to give us that capability of doing these things. You see, but it starts here. It starts here on this, in this reality, on this earth, for light, brother. It all starts here. Now, once we accomplish this, now we're going into these greater, you know, higher consciousness, dealing with higher light beings. You're dealing with higher intelligence. You see, now all your chakras is activated. You know, now the B'nai, the Chokmin, and the Keter is all united as one. You see, we go into basically back to Adam Cabin. So, you know, now we can function on them levels. But first, before we get there, we got to make sure we can do it here.
Right, right. And I'm going to add something else to what I was saying to give you a better, like an earthly understanding of what we're saying. Okay, see, we biocomputers. And I don't know if y'all know what that means. Bio means physical computers. We literally computers, to keep it real. But in the physical reality right here, we got the electronic computers. But we bio computers. So basically what he's saying is, if you watch the movie Matrix, you saw how they was able to pull out of the computer and make you be able to do whatever task you was able to do. That's what we're going to be. Wherever we go, we're going to be able to pull out that task or that body or that entity to fit that reality. In whatever we need, the weight, scales, measures, the intelligence, that reality we in, we're going to be able to pull it out, but be a little smarter than them, but not let them know to do the work and will to bring them back to the one, the all mine. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what he's saying. And when you get to the breakdown of right. What they're saying in layman terms, you can understand basically kind of what he's talking about.
Right. Now, I'm going to read another scripture, and it just get deeper. As we going down this rabbit hole, it just show you the things that light brother will have the capabilities of doing. Now, I'm reading out of the Keys of Enoch on page 248, and it goes into 249. Now, listen to this, brother. Now, this is heavy. It says, the Council of Lords of the Light take a A line, a B line, and a G line, controls of light, and put them together to evolve a physical form. They form a sexual being, which the scriptures of the Torah or refer to when they speak of cherubim spirit bodies, capable of taking on a sexual form directly by the divine impregnation without a physical seed. And these constant species identities, regardless of the chemical shape of the ear or the color of the eye, reflect the face of the Lords of Light, or the Adam Cabin, which is the matter energy body that inherits from the B'nai Elohim.
Hold on, now let me say something. Let me say something. Now he's gonna break it down, but for Dolph, remember I was telling you about Tantra?
Right.
Now you see what I'm
saying?
Now you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You don't need no damn physical sex.
Right.
You can do this type of sex.
That's why I put it in this.
Right,
but
right. You that Tantra came to you.
Right, because Tantra came to you.
You know what Tantra is. I never heard of that.
Okay, brothers. Now, what I just read, to break this down to you, this here is talking about with actually the power that the cherubim angels have. Okay? Now, the cherubim is high-ranking angels with higher intelligence, very high intelligence. Now, once we taken up with them, we will have the capability of actually reproducing without having sex. Because, now I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to sound crazy. But it's a reproduction without having sex. Impregnating, but guess what? Having physical seeds in other worlds, in other galaxies, in other places, without having a physical contact, you see, and it let us know it reflects the face of the Lords of Light or the Adam Cabin, look just like us. You know, we inherit this from, you know, us being transformed. You see, light, brother, is deep. That's why, you know, when we telling you these deep things like this, you know, I know it sounds kooky, but it's actually truth. Okay, now my brother's looking for, did you find what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
90 seconds.
Man, we just got into it.
Man, look, man, that's messed up, man. I guess we gotta finish this up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Close on that, dog.
Okay. All right, now I'm gonna read one more verse at the Keys of Enoch 249:15-16, and it says, and the higher Lord showed this to me in the great detail, which truly the great awe, the thanksgiving. I said to the Heavenly Father, in a great light force that sustaineth all the creation through the wise servants of the creation. Okay, I can't finish it, but basically it's just letting us know that we were serving the divine forefather, and we were being blessed by him by doing his will, doing his work diligently. He blessed us with all these blessings to do sort things like be in seven places at one time. But that's going to kind of end our ministry. I know the day went fast, but I want to thank the divine heavenly forefather, Messiah, and our earthly mother. And I want to thank my brother Adair for, you know, doing this ministry today. And if it's the Lord's will, we should be back next week to do another ministry like this. Well, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you. And I say peace be unto you. Shalom. Damn, 45 minutes goes so fast, brother. 45 minutes. Man, look, I had a whole nother. I couldn't even